Let's get it.
Yo, 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 D&D, going motherfucking down. You feel me? You hear that? Oh, stupid boy. Anniversary, you know what it is. We bringing this shit in different, newly. I just forgot my goddamn Bluetooth speaker, so it's going through my phone right now.
So I'm
you
know, driving. I'm hey, just like,
so it's all going down. Nothing but love. You know what I'm saying? We're going to come in this thing, change it up a little bit. We're going to come in with a little challenge on y'all, folks. Goddamn, you can't see it, so you're going to have to goddamn go to YouTube. You know what I'm talking about? So we're going to do what we call an Eminem challenge. You know what I'm saying? Let me stop this music real quick. You know what I'm saying? The Eminem challenge. You know what I'm saying? We got 1, 2, 3, 4. We got 5 different Eminems. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my goodness.
And see, my wife, she fooled with these. You know what I'm saying?
I like chocolate.
Tiny,
what
tiny.
The peanut ones.
You know what I'm saying? So let me see here. We call Crunchy Cookie.
Okay. Oh, that's different.
All right. The one everybody know, peanut.
Okay.
All right. Got the caramel junk.
Okay.
Which that should be easy to figure out. Peanut butter, okay. Which that should be easy. And press. You know what I'm saying? So okay. We finna try to see who gonna know what's what. But dang,
oh,
I ain't bring no napkin. Hold on, let me go get a napkin. All
right. While he's getting a napkin. What's happening, y'all? What's going on? I guess I'll do our shout-outs. Shout-outs to the whole D&D community. Love y'all. Listen, I think it's important that you tap in and connect with a group of people who can take you or at least help you get to where you're trying to go. So shout-outs to D&D, www.ddcommunityinc.com. Check out our next online meetups. He's back with napkins.
Yeah,
And O Children's Club.
Okay.
Gotta shout. Listen, it's a new school year. We're gonna believe that this school year is gonna be awesome, that the kids are gonna have the passion to learn, and them teachers are gonna have the passion to teach.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be a good school year. Shout out to Old Children's Club. We
OCC
love y'all.
On the block.
All right, you back.
So we back.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna let her go first. Y'all gotta excuse me. I don't know where I got this cold from. I went to the VA and came back. Fucked up. But anyway, let's get this thing, keep going. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna have her close her eyes, you know.
Okay, I'm
gonna pick one.
All right.
Only thing with the podcast is y'all ain't gonna know the answer till she find out the answer.
Yeah.
But YouTube, you're gonna see it live and fully in effect.
I think it's still cool though.
They're gonna try to figure this out. They're gonna try to figure this out because they like, damn, they ain't heard of some of these flavors. So all right. I guess you go ahead and close your eye.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? Close them tight.
Don't cheat.
I'm going to show y'all on this mug where we pick. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do the shake jackalunkas first. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to take out one of them.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to pour it out. I ain't going to touch it with my hand. You know, I don't want nobody talking about they getting sick. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
All right. We sit it up here. Okay. Boom, boom, boom.
So it's on the napkin.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So give me your hand.
All right.
Reach over the mic.
Okay.
Yeah, go right there. All right.
Let's see
what she said here.
Oh, it got crunk.
Okay. Dang, this the Eminem level now. Eminem?
Really? I'm not sure.
You ain't show. Oh man, she ain't show. So I know I'm gonna be fucked up.
I never had this one. Is it the crunch? The cookie crunch? So I can open my eyes.
Yeah. Okay. It's the pretzel shake junk.
Oh, it don't taste like no pretzel.
Is that pretzel? Okay.
I didn't taste the pretzel at all.
You ain't taste no pretzel. What did it taste like? The peanut something?
I don't know. All what right. That tastes like.
So you want to do another one or you want me to go?
I'm
going to
go. It's your turn. Close your eyes.
All right.
I just had to take a drink.
I may have to ask you for the names of them again, though.
Yeah, that's a bet. Close your eyes.
Are they closed? Okay.
Oh, okay.
I see nothing. I don't see nothing black.
All right, let's get it. I don't want him to know if I'm going in the same bag or, you know. Okay, it's on a napkin.
All right.
Line these up. Oh, sorry.
My hand got to go.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was lining the
all right.
OCD a little bit.
So, when you see, first you got to feel the texture. So I know it's not a peanut.
You just
and I know it's not a pretzel. So let's see here. So we got caramel.
Oh, I got crunch. Listen, cookie crunch, peanuts, caramel, peanut butter.
Okay, so I got peanut butter. No, they're not in here. So I got peanut butter, cookie crunch, and caramel. Them the only three it could be. Let's see.
How you know it's not the same pretzel? And I just didn't open another bag.
The form of the M&M ain't the same.
M&M's come in different sizes.
That peanut butter.
Oh, man.
Hey!
Good job, bro. All
right. All right. Close the eye. Close the eye. Close the eye.
Oh, man. I feel deceived, though, because in all fairness, like, if you taste the pretzel, you're not even, I don't know. Y'all tell me in the comments. Do peanut and pretzel M&M's taste like pretzels? I didn't taste the pretzel.
Okay. Okay, y'all. This is what we doing. If y'all can see this, y'all can see that. What we doing?
I didn't even show them when I was when it was my turn.
Right there.
Okay. All right. So it's the texture or the shape, rather.
Okay.
It's flat, so it got to be like caramel. I'm
trying to steal my mojo.
It's pushy. It got to be caramel.
Okay.
Yeah, it's caramel. I'm not a caramel fan.
And peanut butter.
Really?
Gave her the same one I had, everybody.
That's funny.
Peanut butter.
So my taste buds is off.
Bro, you got COVID?
Oh, wait. I tasted peanut butter now.
Oh.
I should have chewed more.
Oh, man.
I was going off the texture. All that right. was the
same. My go. Let me see what I do.
Okay, go ahead.
You got to do it.
I know.
Oh, my eye closed.
All right.
See, you're gonna try to get me now, y'all.
All right, y'all. Hold on. I feel like they all should just be open.
She's trying to stall me, so I don't hear what end she's picking up from.
Nah, yeah. This is what I'm going with, y'all. Okay, keep your eyes closed.
They closed, bro.
Oh, you gonna know.
Oh, it better not be peanut. This gotta be before I even taste it. This that crispy crunch,
bro. Just try it.
I'm gonna go with crispy crunch.
Oh, you got it right again. Good job.
Yeah, these bitches small in the mud,
yeah,
buddy.
They are small.
She's like some skittle. Taste like feel like some skittle.
Yeah, they all are right. Small.
Close your eye. Close your
eye. Close.
You can see him. Oh, she ain't open them.
I thought I opened all of them. I didn't open that one.
All right, then we're going to go with y'all. Then we're going to go with y'all. See that in there?
Just don't let it be caramel. I'm not a dude.
Oh, shit.
Really? Throw it, M&M?
Yeah, let me see your hand. Right there.
All right, this fat again. Okay. So, because the present one was fat. Let's see. It's mushy.
Hey, pick up some
flow. Bro, I'm going to beat you. This is caramel.
Yeah, she got it.
I just said I don't give no caramel.
You said after it had already hit the floor. It was like it was already pulling out. Yeah, okay.
Okay,
want
to do one more?
All right. I'm finishing the caramel.
Oh, you still got
All right, I'm ready.
All right.
I have my eye closed.
All right, y'all.
I'm going to get mad. I already know that. I don't eat M&M like this. I used to eat them as a kid.
All right, y'all, this is what I'm going with.
Yeah, what's she going with? Watch, this going to be peanut.
How you know I'm not just trying to save the peanuts for me? Those are my favorite candy, peanut M&M's. Or one of my favorite candies.
Okay. What? It only can be two. And I damn sure know this ain't peanut. This got to be pretzel.
Bruh, congratulations, bruh.
Bruh.
Says the guy who don't eat candy.
No, I don't even eat M&M. Yeah. I don't even. All right, one more time. Close your eye.
All right.
Last one going down.
Can I get it, bruh? Give me a dub, bruh. I want a W. I had L's all day.
And this is her candy.
Yeah, it's my candy, bruh.
Well, she really only eat one type.
I never try some. All right, ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's see what she got.
I know these mines. This is a peanut.
Yeah. Okay. She got one.
That was too familiar.
Yeah. That's why I ain't really want to give you that one, because I already knew you were going to know what that one was.
It's so crazy how they actually all taste different.
Yeah.
Not even just the filling, like even the chocolate on them.
Yeah, it's like it's different.
That's different.
So I have to just use my 2 and 2 in my dialect. You know that
I like
D&D.
That one. I like that challenge.
Yeah, so who going to eat the rest of these motherfuckers?
I don't know, we'll give them the kids or something. I'll take the peanuts.
Yeah, I know you'll eat that one.
Yeah, we'll take these.
Yeah, I don't know who's going to eat that caramel. Damn sure I ain't eating that pretzel.
Let me try the cookie crunch one.
Oh, you ain't try that one?
Mm-mm. So what are you talking about today?
Eminem.
Okay. Because you talk about Eminem and make Eminem a whole life lesson. So teach me something about Eminem.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about Eminem. But I ain't going to actually talk about, well, for people that don't understand me, I'm going to talk about M&M. For folks down south, I'm talking about M&Ms. So.
Ew, wait, pause. Time out. Sorry, babe. That cookie crunch is nasty. Did you like that?
I don't know. I just hurry up. Oh, okay. Taste like buttermilk.
And pepper. I mean, like mint or something.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Like a Christmas type.
Yeah,
like
I did not.
Some you'll eat for like Christmas.
Yeah, don't get those, y'all.
Sorry. Somebody buying them.
Yeah, they buying them, but they keep making them.
Yeah, that bullshit. Unless they just came out with. Talk about M&Ms. M&M.
Okay.
For y'all don't know what that mean. Mistakes and misfortunes. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just like we just did the M&M challenge. My wife is the M&M queen. Goddamn, I go to the store, I better grab a bag of M&M if I'm coming home with some candy for her.
I'm trying to be better, but yes.
And throughout the challenge, we had five different M&M bags up there. And she made 4 mistakes. But throughout it all, you see she ain't down on herself. Because through life, you're going to have your mistakes and your goddamn misfortune. You're going to have your M&Ms.
That's good.
Shit, me, I was just lucky. I don't really eat M&Ms. All I really eat is the peanut butter. But the reason I ain't probably have my mistakes is because I was looking for certain things to tell me certain things. You know what I'm saying? So basically, what I'm trying to say on this first little part right here is, if you confident in something, don't feel like you overconfident, because you're going to have a fucking mistake or misfortune. Treat that shit just like it's a regular day. Go out there, try to figure out what you're trying to do, because everything may have the same name, but that shit going to taste different. Meaningly. It may have some shit that you like, why I got this shit in the bag? Mm-hmm. But you go in that motherfucker with too much confidence, and you're going to drop the motherfucking ball. You're going to fumble on the 1-yard line. It's going to be a wrap. Yeah. So make sure, even though you know M&Ms, touch the texture. Feel how it's round. Throw out some that you know ain't gonna need.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Go to the basic stuff. Then you take a big bite out of it. Taste it. Take your time and chew it. Meaning take your time making your decisions, all that kind of stuff, and things of that nature. Because them damn mistakes and misfortunes, they going to come. Yeah, M&M. You know what I'm saying?
I like it because, you know, people be scared to make mistakes.
Yeah.
So they rather not do
what they ain't trying to.
Yeah, so that it doesn't be a mistake. Like, you know, you'd be like, I'd rather not do it because I don't want to make a mistake. And I do that to you a lot. I'm like, can you just do this? Can you fix this? Because I don't want to make a mistake. But in all actuality, I like how you broke that down, because actually mistakes are a part of like growth. Like that's a part of the process. You got to make mistakes to actually get it done.
If you don't, bro, I don't know who ain't made mistakes. Shit, you think Jeff Bezos ain't make no mistakes? You think Tyler Perry ain't made no mistakes? You think Oprah Winfrey ain't made? It's just y'all don't know about the mistakes. Yeah. But if y'all could physically sit down with all these people and ask them how much money they done missed or lost on mistakes, you'll be like, God damn.
Yeah.
To grow, you're going to make some mistakes. You're going to have some fuck-ups. You're going to have some misfortunes.
Yeah.
All that is just another mountain you got to climb. Instead of having it as an M&M, just say mountain. Because the mountain's going to keep coming.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I just tried to break it down for everybody, because those are words that people hear on the regular. Damn, that was a mistake. Damn, I was misfortunate on this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just don't feel you misfortunate because you done messed up. Or you ain't make this position you trying to make, or your job or your business ain't doing the things it made to do. Just got dang gonna step back.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it ain't gonna come that first go round. Because I didn't filled out shit when I was filling out applications and trying to look for contract. People wouldn't even goddamn call you. All of a sudden, 7 months later, here go a motherfucker. Oh, I ran across your resume. Now, you know already in your mind, like, damn, resume?
Yeah.
I ain't trying to get no new contract. That shit about 6 months ago.
Yeah.
But the thing is, don't count yourself out. You think you was misfortunate. You think it was a mistake. But the whole time, it's a gift wrapped up, waiting to come right on time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What you got on it?
I love it. I love
my breath going.
Yeah, I hear you.
My nose stopped. Yeah. I gotta just breathe out my mouth. I can't talk too much.
Yeah, I hear you.
Pass out in this motherfucker.
Like, your eyes poofy.
Yeah, I'm gonna poof out this bitch if I talk too much.
No,
all right, man.
That was a good message though, because you know, like I think the way you broke it down allows us to all understand that we have to embrace the roller coaster, right? The M. Like, yeah. we gotta really embrace that, because if we really don't, like, you're gonna be resisting something that's really a part of life. Like you said, the mistakes and the misfortunes, they actually work out for the good. Like, if you think back of all the mistakes you made,
yeah.
Like, we was just talking about baseball the other day, like how you was amazing in baseball. You didn't, you know what I'm saying? Whatever.
Yeah, but that wasn't my mistake. That was my sorry.
Nah, I know. It was a misfortune though.
Yeah,
right?
Fuck that nigga.
Come on now, we're not gonna do it. We're not promoting that right now. honor your
yeah, honor them, but I honor him, but in that case, I'm sorry, y'all. I apologize.
That was mature,
He made me miss out on a big misfortune.
He did.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, and we so, but
just like I just realized, not to even come
no,
on.
No, go ahead.
We done made another mistake and misfortune.
What?
YouTube, y'all ain't gonna see nothing today.
Why?
Why? Look at your phone.
What about it?
So how YouTube gonna see it?
I use this.
Shit, my bad. YouTube. See, I made a mistake. Damn.
What are you talking about?
Damn, I thought, goddamn, I just fucked up. I fucked up everybody. But yeah, right. Keep going. With the baseball.
Listen, ready. So we was just talking about how, like, certain things don't work out, but actually it does work out, because if you would be playing baseball, like, I probably wouldn't have known you.
Shit, yes, you would have. What? You just wouldn't have physically known me. You know?
Oh, yeah. I would have known.
Yeah.
Like,
if
I don't know. No shade to the baseball players, but I can't really get with the game. Like, I'm from Connecticut. They have the Blue Fish
Stadium. I'd have been one of them names, like a Derek Jeter.
I respect that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'd have been like a goddamn.
I respect that.
Maddox. You know, I'd have been like a name, like a motherfucker could know. I'd have been like a Jay-Z, like a Oprah Winfrey. Like a Tyler Perry, you know what I'm saying? But that was my misfortune, you know what I'm saying? Wasn't my mistake, but my misfortune. But shit, still living. So now I'm just taking my talent somewhere else. Like LeBron said, how he took his to South Beach, I just took mine to FNO and OCC.
But that goes back to the whole point in title. We think, oh, this happened, I lost this, or this opportunity went by, and in all actuality, it opened a whole nother door for you.
Yeah.
If you keep going, right? Yeah. If you be open to what's next. So,
because a mistake don't count as the end of the world.
Yeah, that's it.
A misfortune don't count as the end of the world. It's just
It's
just how you absorb it, how you know how to take it on. Cause shit, that mistake really could be a mistake to you, but to whoever you believe in, he like, that ain't even know what I'm trying to open for. You know what I'm saying? So you blowed, and this nigga like, what the fuck is this dumbass nigga down there doing?
Yeah, whole different direction.
I'm trying to tell this motherfucker to go left. He steady want to go right. You know what I'm saying? I'm steady closing every goddamn door he going right with. So why won't he goddamn try to go left?
That's good. It's the truth. And we get upset and we get, like, we beat ourselves down. Like, oh, I made a mistake. I did this. I did that. When, like you saying, the whole time it's a part of the plan.
Yep.
And in there.
Like swimwear on the beach, negative 30 degrees. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I do.
I ain't going to no beach, no negative 30
degrees. Yeah, we be on the beach all the time for our anniversary. Shit, it feel like
it. It don't be negative 30 degrees.
Well, fuck it. Positive 30.
It's November, baby.
Exactly.
Like, what you
but
mean?
You be wanting to go to the beach.
I'm a warp. That, like,
gonna,
I'm a Scorpio.
One of these years,
like,
that's going to be a mistake and a misfortune.
What you mean?
Shit, because the older I get, my bone ain't shit, man. And then there's only so many goddamn beaches you can go to.
No, it's not.
Bruh.
Pause. Time out.
But hold on. Don't talk about no man-made ass beaches now.
No, I was talking about international beaches. Right, that's when you have to like spread. Like,
all you got is California. Yay,
I said international. Like once we finish these here, we go abroad. Silly rabbit.
Man, I'm trying. I ain't trying to fly to no beach.
Why? Who? What?
Oh man,
I'm leaving them. If y'all come to the beach with me, say what's up in the comments. We man, out, bro.
She'll fly to the beach. Why she just won't take the boat and be on the water in the beach by the beach the
That's
whole time?
Cuz,
exactly.
Cuz, I'm just saying. I'm just saying, bro.
Yeah,
it's the time of year. It's November, so
misfortune.
It's not
cold as a motherfucker out there trying to take pictures and shit.
It was always are somewhere warmer. Not it's always probably not always warm, but it's at least warmer.
Yeah, it's warm enough.
Warm enough.
Nigga standing out there with a motherfucking goddamn what them shit a North Face on trying to take pictures by the beach and shit. Motherfucker looking at it like he dumb ass nigga.
That's not true, bro. What beach was it when it was cold?
I ain't been one yet. It's coming though. The way this goddamn weather
going. Oh, the climate change. Yeah. I'm like, I'm trying to think, bro. What beach?
Shit, I don't know. Then nigga maybe stand out there in November with goddamn flip flops on the way this shit go.
You stupid, man. Yeah, who knows? It might just snow out of nowhere, to be honest. Who knows?
It better not.
Who knows?
Not if I'm at the beach, bro.
Anyways, I can't wait to see all the beaches. Y'all let us know. Share in the comments. Email us. connect@ddcommunityinc.com and let us know some hot beaches.
Yeah, I don't want no man-made beaches.
Anniversaries at.
I don't want no man-made beach.
What you mean?
Man-made beach.
Babe, a beach is a beach.
No, it ain't. It's a beach and it's a man-made beach. Down there in Daytona, where we was at? Not Daytona, I mean down there.
Delray.
Delray. That was a man-made beach.
That's a man-made beach?
Yeah, that was a man-made beach, man. Yeah, see, she don't even know the difference.
No. Yeah. It was beautiful. Yeah, it was private.
Yeah, private man-made beach. Jeez, that was here.
That was beautiful. Okay, so you don't want the private.
I mean, you can have private. But shit, I mean, I like the LA. Shit, I like Boca. I like all that.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Shit, shout out to Boca.
Yeah, Boca.
You know,
Boca, yeah.
Shout out to goddamn Del Rey.
Yeah, Del Rey.
Shout out to Boyden. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Shout out to Jupiter.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All that down there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shout out to all y'all down there.
Yeah, Florida.
On the man-made beach. That's why y'all waves ain't that high. But Eminem, baby.
Yeah, Eminem, man. Those mistakes and misfortunes.
Bye-bye.
Embrace them.
Yeah, let me get one of these peanuts.
Wait, those are the ones I wanted.
I know. I just need one, bro. I just need one. I need one of these M&Ms. All
right, so we're 1 year old. Turn up with us.
Turn up, turn up.
We're going up.
Out.
We're getting older.
Older.
Getting wiser.
Wiser.
I'm stronger.
M&M.
I'm wise. Wait, how it go? I'm stronger. I'm wiser.
Says the lady that read the Bible all day.
Much that's not in the Bible, silly. That's Marcus.
I mean, it's a gospel song.
Says the lady that reads the Bible all day.
She gonna know all them like lyrics.
It's
Bible, church song, all that shit go together. You can't know one without the other, bro.
I didn't read Marvin Sapp's lyrics in the Bible this morning.
God's supposed to open that door. That must mean she must make a mistake somewhere.
Bro, we won. Let's get it.
All right.
Love y'all. Let's get it.